Please join me in prayer in regard to our message this morning. Almighty Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight this day, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, the gifting period has come and gone, and believe it or not, many seem glad that that part of the Christmas season is over. One point has been made clear to me, again. The gift-giving season is very stressful for some people. I've heard the following complaints in regard to giving gifts. Number one, it's hard to figure out what to give some people. Two, I heard this from someone. I gave a gift that was rejected and it made me feel very bad. And three, going around and shopping for gifts takes too much of my time. Now, many people today have solved this last problem by shopping online. But when the gifts don't arrive in time, that is really stressful. But we should be careful to not overlook two things about Christmas. First, our focus should have been on the gift God gave us, a Savior to save us from our sins. It would be well to point out that it's one thing to know that Christmas is about Jesus. It's quite another thing to focus on Him during the Christmas season, Advent leading up to Christmas. And secondly, in line with our theme today, we have one gift that we can give that is needed by almost everybody. And as we enter the new year of 2019, I thought I might suggest to you that we extend the gift-giving season a little bit with this particular gift. And that is the gift of love. Our reading from Colossians 3 this morning reminds us of who we are. We are God's chosen ones. And as was said in one of our Christmas messages, we have been born again by the Word of God. We are children of God according to the Holy Scriptures. And yes, having been born as children of God, there are expectations for how we should behave. And Jesus summarized this pretty well with his words in John chapter 13. He said, quote, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another." The Apostle Paul wrote these words that were read earlier in the service from Colossians today, probably during his imprisonment in Rome, where he spent at least 2 years under house arrest. And he has specifically addressed a number of different areas in which we need to reflect God's love in handling various situations that come up in our lives. It's interesting, he speaks of Christian characteristics, the ones he thinks he's encouraging us to do, like someone might speak of clothes that they put on. As Christians, when people look at us, they should see these things, just like they see the clothes we put on. So I thought this morning we would look briefly at them one by one. They're all of value. And first, Paul speaks of compassionate hearts. Compassion simply means that we sincerely care about other people. We notice the needs of others and we try to help, or we try to get help for them. Or you could think of it this way, compassion is the exact opposite of being cold and heartless. Compassionate people are concerned about other people, not only with themselves. Paul also speaks of kindness. Kindness includes not only saying nice things, but doing nice things. Kindness is going above and beyond the call of duty to help someone out. I was the beneficiary of kindness on probably my busiest day of the year, the day before Christmas. Some things happened and it put us in a spot. So I was unexpectedly down in the Great Lakes Mall shopping for a number of gifts that had never turned up in the mail. And I bought a fair number of gifts, and most of them were fairly heavy. The lady handling the sale in the store and helping me commented that the gifts were pretty heavy, so instead of putting them all in one large bag that might break, she put some of them in a smaller bag and the rest of the gifts in the other bag. So far, so good. But I wasn't completely satisfied with one of the gifts, and I thought, I'll head down to Dick's Sporting Goods store and see if I can improve on it. And I hesitated to do this right at the start because the bags were heavy. They were cutting into my hands, the handles on them, and I was short on time. I had a lot to do. That was Christmas Eve. But I resolved I would make a quick trip. So I got down to Dick's Sporting Goods store, and I was moving quickly, and I got through to the back of the store, which had the items I wanted to look over. And suddenly, one of the bags broke. And everything came falling out to a guy that was already short on time. And much to my surprise, a store clerk some distance away saw what had happened and rushed over to pick the things up off the floor. And he said to me, "You stay right here. I'll be back." And he went and he got two bags from his store, put them together to make them stronger, and placed the fallen gifts in them. I was impressed that he cared, and it helped me a lot on a very busy and stressful day. I headed home with a good feeling about him and a good feeling about the store. Paul speaks also of humility. Humility means to be humble, to be meek in spirit. Meek does not mean weak. A lot of people misunderstand that word. It means you lay back and you don't push yourself on others and demand to have your own way. Also, you recognize that whatever skills you do have been given to you from God, and that being human, you've got some weaknesses also. You don't spend time thinking how good or how great you are, nor even worse, telling other people how good or how great you are. Paul speaks of gentleness. Well, one definition of gentleness I thought was it's the opposite of road rage. There seems to be a lot of that going around today. Have you noticed? There seems to be a lot of lack of courtesy or being patient with people who are driving. I have to watch myself sometimes. Let me ask you this. What would you do if somebody handed you an ancient ceramic vase worth from $5,000 to $6,000? You would handle it very carefully, wouldn't you? Treat people around you the same way. We're practically all fragile at some times. Handle them very carefully. Clothe yourself with gentleness. And Paul speaks of patience. I was not a Greek scholar, didn't take Greek, but I'm told that the Greek word here carries the idea of being pleasant in unpleasant circumstances. Be patient with a fast food worker around you who doesn't know what he's doing. Be patient when the bank teller working his first day messes up on the job. Be patient with people who don't understand you or don't agree with you. I think many of you know Pastor John Beaumont, the pastor of Bethel Lutheran Church in Wycliffe. He's our former circuit counselor. We call him circuit visitors now, and one of our five vice presidents of the Ohio District. Well, we were all together in December for our annual circuit Christmas dinner. They took all of our orders and took them back. It was quite some time. And then the dinners came out, but Pastor Don's dinner did not come out. And finally determined they had lost his order. So they took the order again. We ate. He waited. They brought his meal out about in the middle of our eating ours, and it was done wrong. So he politely let them take it back, and it was delivered way late after most of us had finished eating our dinners. But Pastor Don gave a good display of Christian self-control for the rest of us. I don't think I would have handled it as well. But he did it the right way. And then there is a sixth item of clothing for a Christian. And it is set apart. And here's an opinion of mine. But I would have to say my opinion is that it's more important than the others. They're all important. But I think this is more important. It's a tied right into the cross. And our Lord has given us a direct command concerning it. We are to bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances we have with each other. This is especially important in our families and also in our church family. So Paul reminds us this morning that we should be, quote, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. We might think back on 2018 at this point and see if there's anything we can think of that we did that we shouldn't have done. Possibly we could think of some things that we should have done that we didn't get done. And if these are sins, not all things that we do like this are sins, but if these are sins, God assures us that if we are sorry and we confess our sins, that we have been forgiven because of Jesus. Jesus forgives whatever grievances God has against us. He holds no grudge against us. And he requires that we not hold a grudge against each other. We show our love of others by reflecting the love that Jesus has shown for us. What a great gift we can give to others. And our reading this morning also tells us that help is available to enable us to do this. Okay? And that's why Paul gave this advice in the next words for our reading says, quote, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." So you see, and I've said this previously this year, but it's such an important point, I'm going to repeat it one more time, that our contact with the things of God, the spiritual disciplines God has told us to do, along with our Holy Communion, strengthens us spiritually in our efforts to be good representatives of Jesus Christ to a world that is watching our behavior very closely. So I drew up a little New Year's resolution for 2019. You'll be taking it home with you today. And you could make it easily into a prayer if you wish, but I just have it as a resolution. So if you would turn to the back of your bulletin this morning, just look at the back and then open the last page. And on the inside at the bottom, you should see New Year's resolution in 2019. Okay? And I'm going to read it, and in case you're not sure when to respond, I'll point the first couple of times. We'll stop at the hyphen marks and at the end of the sentences. If you were to repeat after me this resolution for 2019. I resolve in the year 2019 to clothe myself with compassion, with kindness and humility, with gentleness and patience. I will forgive as the Lord has forgiven me. I will show love just as God has loved me. God, help me in doing this. Amen.